Daf Vav. So we got to the top three lines down in Daf Vav of Aleph. So Gemara says, Tanya Kavase de Rava. There's a brisa that supports the position of Rava. What's the position of Rava? Rava holds that the din is that Anida, who's the din of Tamei Lamafreya, Meisleis, that we say the Mishka and Moshe that she was on before has the ability, has the potency to be Metamei Adam and also the Begadim that he's wearing at the time. So that din of Rava is brought, is supported by a brisa. What does the brisa say? The brisa says, Haroa dam, mitame meifleis. The woman who sees blood, so she's mitame 24 hours beforehand as well. Umahi mitame, and what objects are tame through her nida? Mishkavos, through moshavos, ochun, mashkim, right, the beds, the benches, the food, the liquid. Uchli charis, hamukaf, tamid pasil. And we mentioned this yesterday, even though these earthenware pots are protected, or rather protect the food within it, when it comes to olamais, when it comes to tumas nida, it's not protected. And enu makukelas liminyana. We also assume that just because she saw blood now, when we go back 24 hours to mitame that which she took, we don't say she starts counting from yesterday. We say she starts counting from today. Remember the language of makukelas liminyana that reminds us of one of the most complicated mishnayos in all of Shas, I believe, the mishan erchin. When a woman forgot which day she's in, if she's yimei nida or yimei zava, so we say that her Pesach is 11 days and 12 days and 13 days and 14 days. That long Mishnah, it's a short Mishnah in Erchin, Daf Ches or so, but it's very confusing in trying to figure out where she puts herself back into the proper cycle. So this does not make her, doesn't give enough of a suffix that she ruins the Minyana and she's going to have to start figuring out where she is. No, we just assume moving forward that that's, she's neither. That's just a Gezeir Midrabanan that we Mitame things 24 hours previous to this. And the Ein Mitame as Baala Lemafreya, and had she been with her husband the past 24 hours, we don't assume he's Tame. It's only Xer Lagabe objects, Taros, Mishkavos, but in regards to the husband, the Baala is not Tame either. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mitame as Baala, he believes that the Baal is Tame, and the Eino Mona Elamishas She Rasa, and also when she starts counting the 7 days where a woman's nida, so that counts from today. We don't say start counting from yesterday, 24 hours. No, day one is from now, because the 24 hours, the previous Meisleis, is only a Gezer Midrabanan, and it was only instituted with regards to certain halachas, not all the halachas. So that's the Brisa. And this Brisa clearly states that included in this is Metame Mishkavos Umoshavos. Now the Brisa continues. That's all when she sees Rav Adam. Well, we have Roa Kesem. Kesem's really our, so if she sees a stain. So the Gemara, the Brisa says further, Roa Kesem, if a woman sees a stain, Mitame L'mafreya. So now this case, she's Mitame L'mafreya, everything that she came into contact for the past 24 hours with. Umay Mitame, what is she, Mitame? Ochun, umashkin, mishkavos, umashavos, food, liquid, benches, beds, v'checheres, amukaf, tzom, and psil. Just like we said above by Roa Dam, same halachas apply to Roa Kesem. In this case, however, we do assume Mikukelas Minyana. She does mess up the count. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi explains Mikukelas Minyana. Of the Pesach Nidasa, she's lost now, when she sees a Kesem, she's lost her Pesach Nidasa, which means she lost the entranceway into when her Yemei Nid is. Because she Lahaisa Yodas Yom Riyasa, she knew when she saw Tesaferis, she should count from when she saw the blood. Im Tir Lacha Shiva, if she sees after 7 days of her Nidah cycle, then she's a din of Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. That's a din of Azava. Every day she sees one day, she keeps one day, she's Shemeris. If she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes Azava. If Im Tira Gimel Tia Azava, if she sees 3 days in a row, she's Azava. Aval Achsha, but now when she saw Kesem, Sheni Yodas Yom Riyasa, she doesn't know when she saw, she found the stain. So that stain could have been there for 3, 4, 5, 6 days. Who knows? So Ein Yodas Ein Masai He Besoch Yud Alf Yom Shebe Nida Lenida Barei He Toa. She's not sure when she saw when that blood appeared, and therefore she's a din of Mekukelis, and that refers you to the mission Erchin of how does one find herself out when she's Toa, when she doesn't know where she is? What's her Pesach to find herself as a back to the proper cycle? And then the Mishnah says, the Brisa says further, that she's, again, Mekukelas Minyana, her count is messed up. Umetame is Bola. In this particular case, the din is she is Metame, the husband, because, again, this is more of a suffix. She has no idea when she saw the Kesem, so she's with her husband the past 24 hours, so the din would be that it's he's Tame. And the Eina Mona El Mishas Shirasa, however, even though there's a greater suffix with regards to Kesem, and we go further back and we Metame more things, still, in terms of counting moving forward, we only count 7 Tamei days moving forward. We can't include the past couple of days as part of the 7-day count. Veina Mona El Mishas Shirasa. Vizeh, both instances, meaning both Roa Dam and Roa Kesem, both of them, the din is any of the food that Taros that have been contaminated, it's only at best, or at worst, a suffix tolin. We don't burn it. Lo ochlin velo sorfin. We can't eat the taros because it's a suffix whether she was tummy when she last touched them. We also don't burn the taros because we don't know if she did touch them to burn them. That's the din of the brayso. And this long brayso, we're going to get more familiar with the various dinim as we go by through the masechta. But overall, what we're drawing out from this brayso at least is that this brayso clearly holds that one who has a din of tame, a roh adam, is metamim eif, even the mishkav umoshev, like the shita of Rava. So now the Gemara wants to understand Rava. Wait a second. Rava, now shita's Rava, what's his din? How does he know his din of mishkav umoshev? So Gemara asks Rava, Ishmiele mi masnitza, if Rava heard the brayso, let him say the brayso. Why is he saying like his own shita that a woman who sees a nida, she's mekamim eifles? Why is he saying his own din? V'lo shmilei masnitz. If he didn't hear the brayso, kal v'chomer minole. How do you ever know a kal v'chomer? Right? We had in yesterday's daf at the bottom this kal v'chomer from the Kli Cheres that's mukaf tamid pasio. So that was Rava's kal v'chomer he made on his own. Now the Gemara's understanding is a strange question. I looked around. I just didn't know who addresses this. So the Gemara thinks that the Kal V'chomer is such a crazy Kal V'chomer that Rava could not have thought of this on his own. He could have only seen it and then used it. But to create such a Kal V'chomer would be unimaginable, which I don't find hard to believe because we have a din, two of the Yud Gimel Midos Shator Nidreshim Bem, one's a Kal V'chomer, one's a Gezeirah Shavah. Gezeirah Shavah, if a person cannot make their own Gezeirah Shavah, Ein Adam Dan Gezeirah Shavah Ela Mei Rabba. He has to hear from his Rebbe. It's a Misora Mei Halacha Moshe Mesinai. A Kal V'chomer, on the other hand, anyone's allowed to. A Gemara says that a person can make their own Kal V'chomers. In fact, one of the reasons why you're able to question a Kal V'chomer is because since it's made, it's human-made, it's mankind, we create our own Kal V'chomer, there might be a flaw that I don't know. A Gzer Shav is a Misora, so you can't question a Misora. But Kal V'chomer, that you and I can make our own Kal V'chomers, there can be flaws, so therefore people could question them. So the Gemara found that this Kal V'chomer to be so out there that there's no way Rava could have thought of this had he not seen his brayso. So the Gemara says, if he saw the brayso, why not call the brayso? And if he didn't see the brayso, how in the world do you know the Kal V'chomer from the Kli Cheres? So the Gemara says, Li'olam, So the Gemara says, Li'olam Shmuel Masita. Really, Rava heard the brayso. V'imi Masita, but had you had the brayso alone, which states that Anida is Matame, the Mishkav Emotion of Meiflaith, had you had the Brayso alone that we just presented, I would have interpreted the din to be O Adam O Begadim. When the Mishkav Emotion is Matame, it's only Matame either the person or the Begadim. About Adam U Begadim, but the person and the clothing that's on the guy, meaning if I have a Mishkav Emotion, if I touch it, I'm Tame, or if my clothing touches it, it's Tame. But let's say I'm wearing clothing, I touch it, only I'm Tamei, but my begadim, which don't touch the Mishkav, I'm only wearing them, maybe that won't be Tamei. That could have been an interpretation from this Brayso alone, because the Brayso doesn't specify the din. So therefore, Mishum Halchi Kamar Kal V'chomer, that's why Rav had to say the Kal V'chomer. No, we learn from a Kli Cheres. Just a Kli Cheres that's protected from an Ohel Meis, but when it comes in contact with the Nida, it's a full Tuma. So too, Mishkav Moshav, which is not protected from an Ohel Meis, it comes into contact with the Nida, has a full din of Tumah, and the regular din of Tumah is, when everybody agrees, Midaraisa. A Mishkav Emoshev of Anida, Mikanu Haba, is Matame Adam and Begadim. The question here is, when we say the Gzer Chachamim Me'es La'es, are we saying it's the same din as the Torah, that's Matame Adam and the Begadim he's wearing, or maybe the Chacham made a different din, that only it's Matame either the Adam or the Begadim? So Rava based on his Kal V'chomer had to say that's Matame the full effect. And the full effect is, just like again when the Gzeir Chachamim, that Tumas Meis La'eis is on the Kli Cheres, the Din D'Raisa of Kli Cheres, so too the Mishkav Moshev, Gzeir was on the Din D'Raisa of Mishkav Moshev, which means the Adam and the Begadim that he's wearing. Okay. The Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Meis La'eis Shebenida L'Kodesh Avalo L'Tumah. So one of the things that weren't mentioned in the Brayso, even though the Brayso did say a woman who's nida, meis la'eis is matame, maichel, mashkeh, food and liquid, it didn't specify which types of foods. So here comes along Rav Huna and tells us, no, it's only Metame Kodesh, but not Truma. If you remember the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Chagiga, there are various sensitivities of Kodshim, Truma, and Chulin, Shinasa, Taras HaKodesh. There are different levels, different grades. So we're only Metame Meisleis Taros, but Truma isn't Tame Meisleis from this case of Nida. So Ihachi, that's the case, if there's a chiluk between Truma and Kodesh, this is a new chiddush here, Lise Gavi Malos. Why is it not listed at the end of the Maseches Chagiga where there are Malos, where we have different levels of Kodesh versus Truma? This is not an example. We don't say a Nidos Matame Meis Leis only is Matame Kodesh but not Matame Truma. So from the fact that it's not on the list of Chilukim in the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, does that not indicate that this is not a chiluk? That maybe a Nida is Matame Meis Leis Bain Kodesh, Bain Truma?
Is there anywhere where we have a
chiluk
between Truma and
Kodesh? Yeah. The end of Maseches Chagiga brings a list of them, sure. Yeah. Like, for example, I think one of them is that if I'm Tameh, if my hand is Tameh, for Truma, I only have to be Tova my one hand. But for Kodesh, even the one, both hands become Tameh. I think that's what, there's like six of them listed there. So the Gemara says, no. Ki Katani, when that Mishnah has a list of chilukim between Kodesh and Truma, Heichad Islei Durara de Tuma. It's only true when there's some real source of Tuma to it. But Heichad Islei Durara de Tuma lo Katani. In a situation where there's no real source of Tuma here, rather just a din of a Gzeir Ba'alma, of Meislei is a Gzeir Ba'alma, it's not really a Durara de Tuma, there they did not list the chiluk, meaning the chiluk exists. The chiluk of Tuma Meislei only applies to Kodesh, not to Tuma, but we didn't list it in the Mishnah because it's a very different type of list in the Mishnah Maseches Chagiga. The Gemara now challenges this din. Yeah.
So this type of min is what that because it's
not the things listed in the Mishnah where there are real sources of Tumah. There's a real reason to be Metame, the Kodesh and Tumah, whatever the examples are listed in Chagiga. Like my hand became Tameh, it was a real Tameh.
So this was 100% Tameh.
And now the other hand is at an extension.
Uh-huh.
But here there's no real Tumah. Meis Leis is a made up, entirely made up. And therefore since it's made up as a Gzer Mderbanan, that was not part of the list. But the Chiluk still exists though. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks, Meisive, Mahi Tameh, Mahi Metameh, which items, which objects are a Isha, Shira, Dam Nida, that she's Metame Me'esh Leis, which objects are affected by her? So Gemara says, Ochlin, Umashkin, food and drink, so my lav, Dekodesh, Bein Dekodesh, Bein Betruma. From the fact that the price above listed that she's Metame Ochel, Mashkin, it doesn't qualify which types of food and liquid sound like it's categorically. All foods, all liquids, Bein Kodesh, Bein Truma. There is no chiluk. And Gemara says, lo, Dekodesh. Even though the Brisa doesn't specify we're talking about Kodesh only, the truth is it's only referring to Kodesh, and only Ochel and Mashke of Kodesh are Metame Meish Leis, but that of Truma are not Metame Meish Leis. So the Gemara brings a Raya, a Tashma, or a question from another Brisa. It says that Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Aleph here, that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer asked Bishas Avartan Meilechel B'Truma, she has to check herself. So we said the din is that a woman, a Kohenes, or a Bas Kohen, or an Ashes Kohen, who's eating Truma, so she has to check herself before eating to make sure she's Tor, because if she eats when she's Tameh, she's meaning Tameh the Truma. But Yehuda adds another din, not only what before she eats, but even when she completes the eating, she has to also check herself. Af B'Shas of Artan, again, when she finishes, when she removes herself from eating Truma, she needs to check Melechel Truma, she has to check again. Why? Havinam Ba, Maida Havahava, who cares? She already ate the Truma. So now let's say she finds herself to be Nida. So great, so the Truma she ate was Nida, but she already ate it, she already consumed it, so who cares anymore? So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Chis, it's still relevant, lo nitzacha ela litakin shiraim shebifaneh, to fix the leftovers she might have on her face. She might have leftovers somewhere, and those leftovers, if she finds leftovers on her face or in her hand or wherever it might be, so then moving forward, mikana laba, it's important to know that she's Tameh, and the Truma cannot be eaten while she is Tameh. And the Truma becomes Tameh.
So this Rabbi Yehuda is always, even when they're far away from their vessels, they always have to, they have to check themselves all the time, every time they eat.
I don't remember, but I guess we'll get more familiar when we, I guess, learn Daf Yud Aleph. I don't know from here. So then that's the reason why she has to check, even after she completes eating the Truma. Rav Huna, Masi Rav Huna says that the reason for the checking is, Lisrof Shiraim Shibiyadeha. Not to allow her to eat, but rather if she finds herself Tameh, she has to actually burn the Truma in order to destroy the Truma properly. That's the reason. And Shabbat Ta'atma B'Kashir Vases. It's only true, the Badika is only effective if she checks herself within a Shas with a Shir Vases, which is a few moments after she finished eating, and now she checks herself and finds herself Nida, so then we assume 5 seconds ago she was also Nida, and all the she has to burn them. But let's see, she finds them, I don't know, 3 minutes later, she finds herself Tameh, that's too far away to assume that the Chuma she just touched requires a burning. Okay, so so you see from here, so now this proves that it's not metame meislais, meaning it's only metame the shir veses, but not meislais. It's not metame. So this is a raya that only applies to kodesh, doesn't apply to tshuva. So then the Gemara says at the end of daf vav here, where two lines up, the Gemara says tashma ma'isa v'asa. There's a ma'isa. And Vasa Rebbe rather, Ku Rebbe Eliezer. There's a certain Maisa, a certain halachic shayla that came up, and Rebbe passing like Rebbe Eliezer. In what din? The Rebbe Eliezer said that he assumes there is no Meish L'Eis, and we only assume Dayashaita, we only assume when she's Tumas Nida, we only assume that she's Tamei Vaiter, but she's not Tamei L'Mafreya. So, Ula'ach HaShanishka, but after he remembered, let's close the door, sorry. You want to think so. And after he remembered that he made a mistake in passing Rabbi Eliezer, which was against halacha, Amar says, "Kedai who Rabbi Eliezer lismochalav." Even though I made a mistake in passing like Rabbi Eliezer, it's still worthwhile that I passing based on him b'shas adachak, as the Gemara says on top of Avraham and Beis here. On the shot, what's a shas adachak? Rashi explained, shas adachak was b'shnei b'tzuros hayu. It was a big famine. There was no food around, very limited food. They didn't want to destroy, they didn't want to get rid of taros, so they were makel, like Rabbi Eliezer, that were only metame nida mikan laba, but not lemafreya. So that's what happened. He made a mistake, he passed like Rabbi Eliezer incorrectly, they only died in shaita, but he was wrong. So the Gemara says, now we haven't gotten to the proof yet. So my lacha shenitka, what exactly did he remember? Remember, Rabbi first said like Rabbi Eliezer, tumas nida is only mikan laba, and he remembered that it was wrong. What did he remember exactly? Ilay malacha sheniska, after he remembered the ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer at all, ela k'Rabbanan, we only pass like Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Eliezer is entirely rejected, b'shas hadacha k'eichi avid k'vaseh. You can't pass like a shita that we don't hold like. Let's say there's a rivet somewhere, some shita that it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch at all. You can't say, oh, there's a shas hadacha, let me pull out this makel shita of the rivet or the Baal Mor, or even the Rambam. We can only assume that way if there's a plak halacha. You can't rely on a shita that's completely rejected in a shas hadachak. So that's not what he remembered, because then it couldn't be reliable. So what's the din? Ella de lo, he remembered the lo itmar halachasalo kemar v'lo kemar. So there's certain gemaras, when it comes to psak halacha and the gemara, it's very unclear. Sometimes the gemara tells you, hilchasa kevase, the psak is this way. But sometimes the gemara doesn't tell you how to paskin. You have no idea how to paskin. So this is a din here. This particular situation, when it comes to Nida, who's matame, frey or not, the Gemara doesn't tell us anywhere how we paskin. So you remember, the lo itmar hilchosa lo kamar. The Gemara doesn't tell us we paskin this way or that way. The chayvin sheniskar, but then he remembered, even though the Gemara doesn't tell me clearly how to paskin, he remembered the lav yachid palagalev. It wasn't a yachid who argued in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer again said a tumas nida is only mikana laba. And he thought, he said one way, and a yachid said l'mafreya. So a yachid and a yachid, and the Gemara doesn't paskin, you could go based on the mekel shita b'shas adachak. But then he remembered that it wasn't a yachid who argued on Rabbi Eliezer. El Rabin Pligale, it was the Shitas Chachamim. We know Rabin Yachid and Rabin Halachak Rabin. Then he remembered it was a Rabin that argued Amar Kedaihu Rabbi Eliezer Lismochalav Vishasarak. Even though I made a mistake in the Psak Halacha, still you could rely on the Shitas of a Yachid in Shasarak. Okay, fine. Interesting discussion, Lagabe Psak Halacha. So what's the relevance to us? So now that we established this is Rebbe's Psak, that Metamim Mekan Laba, B'Shas HaDachak, but really Midiraisa, we should paskin, really, I mean, Tzad Halach, we should paskin, she's Metamim Me'esh La'esh, that should have really been the real Psak. So what's Metamim Me'esh La'esh? E Amrit Bishlam, if you say Litruma, that Rebbe was referring to being Metamim Truma Me'esh La'esh, Hainu Dehavi Truma B'mei Rebbe. Rebbe was living in a time where Truma was relevant. There's always Truma, there's Truma even Mizman Hazeh. Ella, E Amrit L'Kodesh, if Rebbe is referring to Kodesh, Kodesh b'mei Rebbe mihavya. There's no Kodesh in the times of Rebbe. There's no Beit HaMikdash in the times of Rebbe. So Rebbe couldn't have been referring to being matamim me'esh la'es v'gabe Kodesh. Must be then that the din of me'esh la'es applies even to Truma. And the Gemara says, no, incorrect. There was Kodesh even in the times of Rabbi, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. Where do you find Kodesh? Kidu'ula. Damar Ula. Ula says, Charai Midachin Begalila Hachanami Bimei Rabbi. So what's going on? This Ula explains, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says here, four lines from the top there, Charai Midachin Begalila, these people who lived in a certain area, the Chaveirim in Galil, Dachin means to be Tahor. They kept Tahor, they kept a certain Chaveirim. Right, we have like Am HaAretz and a Chaver. So a Chaver kept the certain halachas of Tara, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. So there, Makbid, Rashi explains here, Chaverim Shebegalil. The Chaverim who lived up in the north, in the Galil, Mitara and Yayinim LeNisachim. They purified their Yayin for Nisachim, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. And the Shemarim, they kept their oil as well. The Menachos, they kept Tahor. Why? Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash B'yamayim. They wanted, perhaps they were hoping, they were anticipating the rebuilding of the Beis by Shlishi, Uliolim Kodesh Habo, and they had a real din of Kodesh. And therefore they wanted to be ready. If the Beis HaMikdash was prepared, was built, we have Shemen, we have Yayin here, so even though there was no actual Beis HaMikdash, it did have the din of Kodesh, and that was what Rebbe was referring to in terms of being Matami Meis Leis versus Mikan Laba. With regards to Truma, there is no din of Tumas Truma when it comes to Tumas Nida Meis Leis. Gemara now brings another Raya, Tashma. Ma'isa b'shivchasa shir Rebbe Gamliel, the shivcha Rebbe Gamliel was a very chashuv lady. Shehayisa ofa kikara shal truma, she would bake loaves of bread for truma. Ubein kalachas v'achas, between each baking, each preparation of the particular kikar, madicha yada b'mayim, she would wash her hands in between. Ubodekes, and then she'd check, make sure she wasn't tameh, tumas nida. Ubachrona baska, and at the end one time she checked herself, and matza tameh, she was tameh at the end. So now what's the status of all the previous loaves of bread that she was osik in? Do we assume she was neither from the beginning, or only the last kikar when she found herself tameh, is that going to become tameh? Ubasa v'shalas Rebbe Gamliel, she asked her boss, she asked Rebbe Gamliel, and v'amar la, he says to her, kulan tameh, so we assume all the kikars we baked are all going to become tameh. So she respectfully responded back, she said, wait a second, amar la, she's ready. Hello, Badika, Hayisali, Bain Kalachat Vyachat. I checked myself in between each kikar and I found myself to be Tahor. So Amar Lo, Imkeno, if that's the case, I wasn't aware. So then he Tamea Vakulan Torah. So you're Tameh, but all of them are Tahor because you did a proper Badika in between each one. Okay, so that's the interesting the Chashiv Shivcha that he had. Now, what comes out from this Brisa clearly is Katani Mias Kikar Shatruma. The subject matter here is Chuma. So we see clearly that the Tumah of Meis Leis does apply to the Din of Chuma, even though in their particular case it came out to be Tahor, because she did the proper Bedikas in between, still we have the Din that Meis Leis does apply to Chuma. So Gemara says, no, my Chuma, what's Chuma referring to here? Chumas Lachme Toda. So not talking about Chuma of the classic Chuma that we refer to, you know, grapes and wheat, they're giving a 140th, 150th, or 160th to the Kohen, we're talking about the Chuma of the Lachmei Toda. The Din of Lachmei Toda is when a person brings a Karban Toda, the Pasuk tells us it needs to be accompanied by 40 loaves of bread. There are four types of loaves, four types of challahs that are made, amatzahs that are made, 10 of each category, so that's 40 of them. Now, one of each category, you have to give one of each one to the Kohen, so the Kohen gets a total of four, one of each type, and the remaining 36, you get to keep. Whoever brings the Karban Toda, and he shares it with his friends and family and neighbors, to rejoice in the whatever the celebration of the Karban Toda he's bringing it for. So referring to the Chuma of the Toda, which is Kodesh, not Chuma, the classic use of the word Chuma. So Gemara says, well, Chuma, that's strange, because Chuma Lachme Toda Ba'ape my boy. So why is she baking Chuma? The way it works is you first bake 40 loaves of bread. And then after you bake them, then you hand over the four Chuma Chalas to the Kohen. You don't bake them as chuma. You designate them chuma after you bake them. But before they've been baked, they're considered just regular lachmei toda. They're not chuma yet. So how come the brisa refers to it as chuma? And the Gemara says no. The afreshinu bilashayu. It's a situation where they separated in the state when they were kneading them as dough. They separated them as chuma before they baked them. Even though typically we only make the chuma after it's been baked, this is a case where they were made chuma before it was baked when it was still in the state of, as still considered dough. So Gemara says, V'chiha d'amar Rav Tuva, just like we find by Rav Tuvi bar Rav Katina, Lachmei Toda she'ofan dal chalos yotza. The person baked four loaves of bread, he's yotzei. He's yotzei the din here. Even though you're supposed to make them as 40 loaves of bread, you put them all together like one huge loaf. So you have one huge loaf of one type, another huge loaf of another type, and you have four big types, even though that wasn't lichachila, yotze b'di'eved. And then the Gemara says, "Vahavinam ba, v'habinin arba'im." Don't you need 40 loaves? How do you get away with 4 loaves? You need 40. Gemara says, "L'mitzvah." The dinner of 40 is only l'mitzvah. It's not li'kuva. V'habinin afrusha truma min arba. Don't you have to give truma to them? You have to break off a piece of bread now to give it to the kohen. You can't break off a piece of bread because the chitema and the mafresh prusa mikol chav v'chav. You break off a slice of bread from each of these big loaves of bread. Echad amar rachmana shelo yitel prusa. That says, "Echad." You have to give one whole one to the kohen, not a half of one, not a slice, and that's not going to work. So where exactly do you find the chuma of the lachmei toda in this case? So you have these huge, four huge loaves of bread. So Gemara says it's a case of v'chit, it's a situation, v'chit tamei demafish prusim v'chot, we did that already fine, v'amrinan dafreshinu b'lishayu. It's a situation where when they made them as a dough, they took off a pinch of dough from each type to give to the kohen, then they baked them afterwards. So just like that case is where you took off chuma when they're b'lishayu, when it's still in the state of being kneaded, in the state of being a dough, hachanami dafreshinu b'lishayu. Here too, by the case of the Shifcha Shirman Gamliel, they separated the chuma of the Lachmei Toda while it was still in Isa.
So this was still when the Benjamin was Kaya, meaning he was
actually... Yeah, it had to have been, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, there was no reason to make the...
Exactly, Lachmei Toda, right. So then the Gemara quotes another Brice, another Raya here, Toshma, Shuv Maisa, there's another event, the Shifcha Shirman Gamliel. He realized the Chash of Shifcha. So what did she do? Shehaisa Gafa B'Chaviel Sheyayin. She was osik in barrels of wine. Ubein kalachas v'achas. In between each barrel, medicha yadeh, she washed her hands. No, it's not lab dafka. The shifcha kananis is the same din. No, shifcha kananis takes on the status of a mixed sitrael. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, so she's madicha yadeh b'mayim, she washes her hand in between, ubadekas, and she checked herself after she was osik in each particular chavis, ubachorna, after she was completed the dealing with the chavis, chavil shayin, plaska matzah tamei, now she finds herself to be tamei, she's a nida. So what'd she do? Boss of a shalal Rav Gamliel, she went to ask Rav Gamliel, her master, her rebbe, her boss, umatzah tamei, he asked the question, v'amrla, he says to her, kulan tamei, it's all the chavil shayin, are all tamei. So then she says, "But Rebbe, I'm Rilov. I love Badika. I shall leave in Kalachas ve'Achas. I checked in between. I was Torah in between each one. I'm Rilov. I'm Cain. If that's the case, he Tamer, you're Tamer. We're Chul and Torahs, but all the Chaviel Yain are all Torah. So this is a different event that took place. The Gemara wants to know. If you say one event was about Kodesh, one event was about Truma, Hainu Dehadra Veshaila. That's why she had to ask twice. Obviously, she was a very chush of lady. So once she had the psak by the case of the Kikaros, she should have known the same stack by the Chaviyah Shayayin. So why does she have to ask twice? Must be one, must have been two different categories, two different topics. One was Kodesh, one was Shuma. So must be that May Slice applies, Bain the Kodesh, Bain the Shuma. But Ella, if you're going to tell me, Yarmit's the Idi V'Idi, the Kodesh, if both cases of the Chaviyah Shayayin and the Lachmei Toda are both Kodesh, so Lama Lul Mahadid Lashada, why does she have to ask the same question twice? So Gemara says, Maisha Shahaya, Bishtei Shvachos Haya. She had two different Shvachos. So he only had chashuv shvachos in his house. So they both had a different event, and they both asked the question, and that's what's going on here. But either way, both cases are about kodesh, not about truma.
What was the reason that Rav Huna makes a difference between kodesh and truma?
We didn't see any svar. Just I guess.
Exactly.
We'll see right now that the Gemara here, this new presentation, he actually holds it doesn't. There is no chiluk. This lishna achrin we're about to see, it applies bein the kodesh, bein the truma. Just to add, whatever reason the Chacham wanted to make the Gzeira only up until this point and not that point. So Gemara now says, Lishna Acharina, another version is, Amar La, Amar Rav Huna, Me'es Leis, Shebenida, Mitame, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechuma. According to this version, that the woman who's Nida is Mitame, Bein Kodesh, Bein Chuma, Me'es Leis. Mimai, how do you know? Midelo, Katani La, Gavi Malos. From the very fact that it's not listed in the end of Masechet Chagiga, again, we said before, Masechet Chagiga, all the way to the end, talks about the chilukim between Truma and Kodesh, certain chumers that apply to Kodesh, but don't apply to Truma. We don't find such a chiluk there of a Nida Meis Leis. So the fact that it's not listed there must tell me that there is no chiluk, that a Nida is Matami Meis Leis, Bein Kodesh, Bein Truma. So Amar Le Rav Nachman, V'atani, Tani the Kodesh, V'alo the Truma, don't we have a braisa that clearly says that a woman's Matami Meis Leis only Legabi Kodesh and not Legabi Truma? So how are you going to contend with that? So Kabbal Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, so he accepted this tiyufta, and he said, no, it's referring to b'chulin shenasa taras hakodesh, v'lo b'chulin shenasa taras shumim. We know the certain dinim we saw several times, that a number of the great Tanaim and Amoraim wanted to prepare themselves for the time when they're going to be zochot eating kodesh and eating chumah. So they pretended as if the chulin that they were eating was kodesh, or the chulin that they were eating was chumah. They took around all the dinim that I'm pretending this is kodesh, I'm going to go to the mikvah, I'm going to do all the different preparations to eat it, even though it wasn't really, but they treated it as such. And they treated it as such, it took on a real din of kodesh and a real din of chumah. So what's coming out here is, when the Braita says that there's a chiluk of meis leis, legabe kodesh and not legabe chumah, it's referring to chulin shenasa tarsa kodesh, chulin that was accepted to treat as kodesh, but the Tumas Nida Meisleis does not metame chulin shenasa chuma taros chuma. But when it comes to actual real chuma, that certainly was included in the Tumah Meisleis according to this version, and it implies bein the kodesh, bein the chuma. I think we should stop here, and everyone should have a good chodesh, and Mirsa Hashem will continue tomorrow here again at 6 o'clock.